Injury report today, Timothy Chekwa was limited with a knee. Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice. Matt McCants was limited knee. C.O. Moore did not practice ankle. Rod Streeter did not practice hip. Nick Roach was limited in practice again today. Carlos Rogers did not practice with a knee, and Justin Tuck did not practice with an illness. So that's the injury report. You know, we're focused on the New England Patriots. You know, it's a good football team, 11-1 in home openers. Tom Brady's a starting quarterback, 49-3 in his last 52 starts at home. So we recognize that this team plays really good at home. It's a good football team. Offensively, they got a lot of weapons. You know, they're good up front, their offensive line. Their backs are explosive. Wide receivers can make some plays down the field. Tight ends are good at receiving the ball down the field. So that's going to be a challenge. You know, defensively, I think they're very aggressive. They're big. They're physical. They're outstanding in the secondary. You know, obviously, Darrell Revis has been a top-notch corner in this league, and he's playing at a high level. So that's a challenge. And then special teams. I mean, this is a team that's very well coached. They play very well, and we're going to have to play well to have an opportunity to beat them.
What did you see in Vincent Brown to sign him, and do you anticipate him having contributing right away?
Yeah, well, we're gonna work him out and see, you know, where he's at, how fast he can pick up with what we're doing offensively. But you know, after having an opportunity to compete against him for a couple of years there, when he was in San Diego, you know, he's got some explosiveness. He catches the ball really well, and he's got some vertical threat down the field. So I think, you know, probably the biggest thing when you watch the guy is, you know, when the ball goes in his direction, he generally makes the catch.
Charles Woodson was noting after the game, we asked about the importance of practicing well. He said, hey, we practiced well for 2 weeks and we didn't carry it over, so I don't know where we are. I assume you saw good things at practice today, but how do you weigh that?
Well, ultimately it comes down to how do you play on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to be able to do. We got to be able to go out and execute, play fast, play hard, play physical on Sundays. It's good to practice good during the week, and I felt like we've practiced good during the week. But we got to go out and put it on the field on Sunday.
Do you look at lineup changes? Do you have the depth to look at that? Is it too early to do that?
Well, we're evaluating our football team on a daily basis, and we'll do – you know, what we feel like we need to do to try to give ourselves the best chance to win.
Do you think Streeter and Moore could play this week?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I don't, whether they do or not, I don't know. But we'll have to see how they progress throughout the week.
Both MRIs were negative, both those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Dennis, is it fair to say that this team is – let me phrase it a different way. Where is this team better right now than it was last year?
Well, we need to go out and prove it on the field. You know, and like I said the other day, the talk is cheap. You know, we got to go out and play well. I think we got more talent on this football team, and we need to go out there and play like it on Sunday.
Any improvement in Nick Roach at all? Is he back where he was last week, or has he got him?
He's steadily getting a little bit better every day, and so again, it's kind of a wait and see deal, and just see how he responds on a daily basis.
Carlos Rogers, is that something from the game, or his knee, or is that something that's been bothering him?
You know, it's mostly something from the game. I don't think it's anything serious. I expect to have him back, but we'll see how he's doing tomorrow.
I'm sure you. Or someone's made you aware that there is speculation about your job, about your general manager's job. Is that something that matters at this point? Is that something
what matters is getting ready for the New England Patriots, and that's all I'm going to focus on.
Do you think you're on a short-term time frame?
Listen, I'm getting ready for the New England Patriots.
Dennis, in talking to coaches in various sports over the years, one of the things that frustrates them is when they don't know what they're going to get when you put their team on a field or court or ice or whatever. Do you have have you developed a sense for what you're going to get when this team goes out and takes the field?
Well, you know, my hope is that we're going to go out there and play well. And I firmly believe that we would go out there and play well the first 2 weeks. Unfortunately, we haven't got it done. So, like I said, we've practiced good during the week, but we got to go out there and play on Sundays, and we got to execute on Sundays.
What do you think? Do you have a idea for why there is a disconnect between what you're seeing in practice and not seeing on Sunday? Is it just execution?
It comes down to going out there and doing your job, and doing your job fast, doing your job physical, and making the plays when you get the opportunities to make the plays.
Do you try something different this week? Do you try a new approach, or what do you do? Do you change giving up at all this week?
We got a different game plan every week. You know, I mean, we're going to try to do the things that we think give us the best chance to win.
Players always say that when you watch the film, the video, you see where you do your mistakes. You see where things went wrong. 2 weeks in a row, you seeing things on video that went wrong. As a player and as a coach, do you feel personally responsible, or do you gather the troops? I mean, how do you, when you see repeat errors?
I think everybody's got to take it personal. You know, as coaches and players, we got to take it personal. It's all of our jobs to get it corrected. It's not all on the players. It's not all on the coaches. It's on us as a football team. We're 53 guys working as one, and that's what we got. That's what we got to get, and we haven't been that yet. All right, but we got another opportunity this week against the Patriots.
Do you take more of a role in defensive signal calling, game planning? Is that something?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into what how we're going to game plan or who's going to do what. I mean, ultimately, it's my responsibility, for this football team, and I take full responsibility for it. And we got to go out there and play and execute and try to get a win on Sunday.
Generally, when a team adds veteran players that have had some success in the past, one of the elements that you add is character and confidence and pride. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing guys that are taking it to heart. And again, we can all sit here till we're blue in the face, and talk about it, but we got to change it, and we got to play better. I said that the other day. I mean, I'm not sure, what we're searching for here. I mean, ultimately, it gets down to, we got to do a better job on Sundays.
Have you held any special meetings or separate meetings with any of the veteran guys?
Listen, we've talked as a football team. We know what we got to do, and we're going to continue to work to put a better product on the field.
Have you talked to Mark Davis specifically this week? I know you say you always the regulars.
No, we have our normal chain of command and how we communicate, and nothing's changed as far as that's concerned.
So you talked to Reggie, not necessarily.
Correct.
Anything new with Maurice Jones-Drew?
No, nothing new to update.
Any more guys?
I missed early on. Did you mention Tuck early on in the injury report?
Illness.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there some concern about it seems like that linebacker core gets thinner. Do you have enough pieces there?
It's a concern, but we're going to take the healthy bodies that we have and go in and try to get a win on Sunday. I mean, that's what you do in the NFL. Everybody has to deal with injuries.
Are the spirits up in the locker room on
Saturday? Yeah.